It doesn't matter what naysayers think. It doesn't matter what the leftist media declares or how aggressively it tries to suppress the message of it. It doesn't matter what establishment politicians suppose. The fire of impeachment is nevertheless burning hot and spreading fast in the minds and hearts of the American people, the rightful guardians and intended masters of the republic. The reality is that we are now in a time that most of us never imagined we would see in the United States of America. We have an utterly lawless president and administration. We have unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats in federal agencies who are writing laws without Congress that impose onerous, destructive regulations on our nation's businesses and citizens. Despite the dark higher powers that control him, the head of the snake, for all practical purposes, is Barack Obama, or whatever his name is, who also illegally writes laws as he spits on Congress, the judiciary, and the constitutional limits on his authority. While there have certainly been bad presidents in the past, America has never seen the despotic likes of Obama. Those of us who have been paying attention understand that in Obama, we are witnessing a dangerous criminal in action at the highest level of power, not just in our nation, but in the world. And the seriousness of this matter cannot be overstated. We also understand that those who currently have the authority to stop Obama are clearly unwilling to do so. I have guessed why this may be, and the only logical answer I find is that these people are in great fear of Obama and the forces behind him, or they wickedly agree with him. That's the only thing that makes sense of the almost complete lack of opposition to anything this man does, no matter how illegal. It may well be that those who have the power to oppose or stop Obama have good reason to fear. Look at the chilling rash of suicides and accidental deaths of a host of bankers in less than a month's time this year. Naturally, we don't know who is behind these deaths because I seriously doubt it's coincidence. But the point is that we live in a world where unfathomably diabolical powers run the show, and they do not hesitate to bury those who may pose a threat to their schemes. In the United States, we are not quite to the point of communist regimes elsewhere in the past 100 or so years, where tyrants brazenly round up or openly murder their political opponents. Here, they still at least bother to make them look like accidents, suicides, or natural causes. Imagine if you were someone in a position of authority who could take meaningful action against Obama and his administration. You must know that just the threat of an unfortunate, untimely death of you or a dear family member would have a highly potent effect on your actions, likely turning them into non-actions. How many of us could or would stand firmly in the face of such terror? So what can be done about the powerful enemies of America who currently inhabit the White House and administration? There is a single constitutional remedy for a tyrannical commander-in-chief and his accessories in crime: impeachment and removal from office. To this end, the Conservative Majority Political Action Committee has launched a campaign to impeach Barack Obama. I am a small part of that campaign, which aims to gather signatures and support from the millions of Americans who understand the terrible, inevitable consequences for our nation if Obama is allowed to remain in office. From the Pledge to Impeach website, quote, "The Constitution of the United States provides only one way to stop a despotic president: impeachment. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4. It is therefore our duty as a people, while we still can, to expose treasonous criminal behavior by those in high office through impeachment, and to demand that our representatives follow through and convict. Impeachment is America's last remaining hope of blocking the dictatorial reign of the imposter and usurper in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. And the window for doing so is closing fast upon us. The longer we wait, the more the man will continue to dismantle our constitutional republic, our national security, our electoral system, our economic strength, our rights and liberties, and we may be left to see the foolishness of our inaction from the hindsight of harsh reality. We will wish then that we had acted when it was timely to do so." End quote. In this effort, we are looking to the 2014 midterm elections and working to elect people to Congress who are staunchly unafraid to do the right thing by our country, to take their oaths of office seriously and boldly work to impeach and remove Obama and his partners in crime. We ask that you sign the pledge to impeach and that you spread it far and wide to all your like-minded friends and family. Post it on Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media outlet you may use. Also, push congressional candidates to sign the candidate pledge to impeach and work to help them win their primaries. Ultimately, the only one who can stop the evil power behind the Obama administration is God. We must also petition him in prayer to have mercy on this wayward nation and give the movement to impeach Obama the power to succeed, because he is the only one who can. We must continue to pray for our nation, to pray that these criminal leaders will be brought to justice through the constitutional channels our founding fathers put in place. Concerning this impeachment effort, Ambassador Dr. Alan Keyes, the chairman of the Conservative Majority PAC, wrote a message that states in part, quote, "With a nation outraged and the sleeping giant of the decent American people finally being roused from passive, even indulgent hibernation, there is no better time to elect true Ronald Reagan conservatives. We can replace with true conservatives many socialists in Congress who have failed our nation. We can repeal the odious and unconstitutional Obamacare legislation. We can restore the American Republic. But we can only do it together. And we must act swiftly and decisively. With the hand of the Almighty upon us, we can and will elect the next generation of principled leadership in Washington. May God bless America. Keep faith." End quote. Finally, while we are enduring a heartbreaking, distressing time in our nation, let us not lose hope or grow weary in our work to defend America from her enemies within and preserve her as founded. The road ahead is not easy, and our worldly enemies are deeply entrenched in our government and major institutions. But with unity of mind and purpose, unflagging determination, and most importantly, the Lord's help, we may yet see our nation restored to the most free and prosperous country the world has ever known. I'm Gina Miller.